biggest challenge you faced to Derek for this season and the next step in his career and progression and becoming a great quarterback?
Yeah, I think, you know, with him, it's a matter of consistency. You know, we talked about it in the offseason, him being able to rely on his physical gifts to go maybe 8 out of 10 on a route. But his mind and his anticipation can get him, you know, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, and better in ball placement and accuracy and all those types of things. So for him, it's just going to be a matter of the things he's done the last few years, transitioning into being an expert in those and not just good at them.
And if he's able to get good at that, is that then an opportunity for you and the other coaches to maybe get more aggressive and getting the ball down the field as the season progresses?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a game plan by game plan thing. You know, I think as we find matchups and we want to exploit different matchups, we're going to have the opportunity to do that vertically. We're going to have the opportunity to do that in the run game and the intermediate pass game. And, you know, I think that that'll be something that kind of develops a personality as the season goes on week by week.
There was one point where it was a 7-on-7 where Carl Joseph came in on a blitz and then Amari Cooper ran right past on that side. Derek found him for a big play. And then later on, Amerson jumped around, could have had a touchdown if it would have been in a situation. Would Derek take the second play with him more than the first?
You know, I think on a case-by-case basis with those plays, what you see is Derek kind of having the slowed down feel of the game. You know, each rep he takes, the game slows down more and more and more for him. And so on a case-by-case basis and comparing those two plays, you know, I think his rules and his progression takes him to a shortcut spot to get the ball out of his hand versus pressure. I don't want him ever feeling like he's got to make the big play. There will be game situations where we have to hang on to the ball for a little bit longer or we have to force the ball into coverage. But those are unique game situations. I want him to rely on his training, on his rules, and then let the rest of it come by feel.
I guess the point I was making is whether he takes the mistakes to heart more than he, you know, likes the big plays.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot more to meets the eye on some of those concepts and what might have happened on that route. But I know that Derek is definitely maturing and has gotten to a veteran state in analyzing his game and how he can be better. And certainly when there's a play like that where the ball's in harm's way, he screws down and makes sure that he fixes whatever he can.
Amari spoke this week about being bigger, bulkier. Obviously, that hasn't appeared to have slowed him down much. Have you seen his different physique? I'm sure you mentioned maybe losing a few pounds over the course of camp, but have you seen his developed physique translate onto the field so far in camp?
Yeah, I think at route tops, you know, when you're a little bit more sturdy at route tops and you have that natural hand fighting with DBs, it helps you stay a little bit more in balance. Certainly helps you come back to the ball and play through the ball stronger. Those are two areas that I can say I've seen a big difference with Amari. And you know, holding his route path, you know, as you're hand fighting down the field, whether on vertical routes on a go or you're trying to hold your stem on a slant, when you have a little bit more girth, a little bit more strength, it's harder for the DBs to knock you off course.
After each season, there are those exit meetings where you talk to a player about, this is something I want you to work on when we see you in the spring. Is that what you described, those areas of his game that as a coaching staff you guys identified?
Yeah, there are certainly aspects to that. I wouldn't say that I told him to get any bigger. That wasn't my choice. That's just his hard work and working with our great strength staff. For me, I just wanted him to become more consistent in his route running and then staying a little bit more quarterback-friendly at the top of his routes.
See a few plays out there where Marshawn shows a little cut, a little burst, and get the crowd going a little bit. Is that fun to see just a little glimpse of what he might be like once he puts on the pads and things are real?
Yeah, he's a fun guy to be around all the time. He's a great teammate. He's fun in meetings. He's, you know, fun in the meal room. But it's certainly nice to see him out there running around and moving the way he is. We're really pleased with where he's at.
What are your thoughts on the Donald Penn situation and what approach do you take with the offense here with training camp without him?
Well, we absolutely love Donald, but I'll only talk about the guys that are here, and that's kind of the approach that we have going in the meetings as well.
When we start camp, the backup quarterback spot, do you see it as being even right now? Is EJ a little bit ahead of Connor, where you see it standing right now?
I think it is even. I think there's a little bit of ebb and flow to that situation. You know, some days one guy might have a better day than the other. We're not going to adjust the reps accordingly and try to play that back and forth game. I like guys to develop some consistency in their pattern. That's why you see the rotation the way it was the last couple days. We'll switch it in the next couple days. It's going to be a very fluid situation for quite a while here in the preseason.
Talked about EJ and bringing him here, maybe reinventing himself a little bit. Since he got here in the offseason and up to now, have you seen that? Have you seen sort of his evolution in him?
You know, I don't care what the profession is. I think you can tell when somebody enjoys what they're doing. And I can't speak to the past couple of years for EJ, but I know he's enjoying himself now. And when you enjoy what you do for a living, you can show up each day with the right attitude and approach. And he's certainly done that each day, found a way to get better each and every day.
In terms of all of his physical tools, he's got it. I mean, he was a first-round draft pick. Is it just a matter of kind of getting him back in sync and getting those things executing better? Like, what's the secret to getting those talents to come out?
Yeah, I think with a quarterback position, the phrase knowledge is confidence comes to my mind a lot. And as he gets more and more comfortable with our system, then he's able to use his footwork, the proper technique, the proper drops, the proper eye placement on zone defenders to help him be more confident in where he's going with the football. So we anticipate EJ continuing the growing trend that we've seen.
What sort of progression from year one, year two have you seen from Johnny?
Johnny Holton?
Yes, sir.
Johnny's done a nice job. You know, he came in very, very raw. And we joke about it as a staff all the time. The first time we watched him run routes in phase two of his rookie season, you know, we were sitting there going, geez, this guy hasn't had much route training, you know. And where he's at now compared to where he was then is truly a testament to his hard work and Rob Moore, our receiver coach, who's a great teacher of fundamentals. And so seeing Johnny be much more natural as a receiver, you know, understanding route stems, understanding hand placement, it's been neat to watch.
Has there been a lot of extra work, extra reps for Johnny to accomplish that in such a short period of time?
Well, he's hungry to prove that he's a professional wide receiver. So he's been putting in the work. Both Rob Moore and Nick Holes have both been working extra with him. But that's all our guys. That's what's neat about what we have going on right now from a chemistry standpoint is everyone is unsatisfied. They want to get better.
We've seen Cordero Patterson catch a couple of deep balls. And despite his speed, that maybe hasn't been something he's done a whole lot of in his NFL career. Do you see that kind of developing as part of his game, that he's a guy that with that speed he can use that as a deep threat for you guys?
Yeah, I think his ceiling is going to be self-determined. However much work he wants to put in on developing his receiver habits, he'll be able to do anything he puts his mind to. The guy's just a freak of nature athletically. He certainly has great long speed, so we're going to take the opportunity to showcase that a little bit in camp and see if he can handle it.
Derek has spoken to the benefit of having you, even with the coaching changes, having you still in his ear and being able to work with you. What benefit is it to have Derek still with you and get to work on that progression?
I tell you, we've had so many opportunities here in camp talking about adjustments, in-game adjustments, how we'll do things on the sideline, how we'll game plan. And it's almost eerie sometimes how he and I can finish each other's sentences, you know. And that's something that's really comfortable to have your first time around as a coordinator.
Right.
You know, you don't have to always be the one to say, hey, this is the way we're going to do things, or hey, this is the way I want to see this. When you get to share that with your trigger man, that's a pretty special thing. So I don't take that for anything less than the blessing that it is.
I'm seeing a big difference in the way you're using your tight ends, your running backs, and different concepts. How important are they in your system? And do you think that's a strength with the weapons that you have?
Oh, it absolutely is. That tight end group's done a great job, and we're really excited about adding Jared Cook. You know, you guys have seen his length and vertical speed. Earlier we talked about being able to attack the field vertically. You have to be able to do that on the inside part of the field, too. And a lot of times that's where the tight ends happen to line up. So we need their speed. We need their size. And certainly we'll give them the opportunity to make plays in the vertical passing game.
What is getting somebody like Lee back?
What's that?
What is Lee Smith out of that group?
Well, first of all, he's a great teammate. He's a wonderful veteran. You know, he's a great blocker. He works hard at everything that we ask him to do. And he actually has really good hands. So he's more than just a blocking tight end, I'll tell you that.
No, I was actually going to ask about Lee as well, but just to kind of dovetail off of that, that after he went down, you really had to put offensive linemen in his spot in that jumbo package. Does he offer you a bit more of unpredictability from that spot because he is an actual
tight end, yeah.
And things like that?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's a good point. Last year when we had to put offensive linemen in that tight end spot, they would flat out disregard him as a receiver. Right. Because even if we released him, they could recover and get back to him in time just because they weren't fast enough. With Lee, he's actually a little bit faster than you think, and he has great hands. I mean, the guy catches everything we throw at him. So it certainly adds that keep you honest element to our big 11, if you will. But, you know, Lee is more than just an inline blocker for sure.
What are your early impressions of Hood?
Elijah? Like Elijah. You know, we had a great time in pre-camp with him, working through some things from a teaching standpoint, just helping him understand shortcutting some progressions in his protections, setting up his blocks a little bit better in the run game. Bernie Parmalee's done an outstanding job with him and getting him a little bit more consistent in his tracks. And we're really excited to see what Elijah has.
Marshall is brought here with certainly right tackle in mind, but also his versatility is no secret. How have you seen him respond and handle that left side, and also maybe speak to the bigger picture of his versatility and where ultimately he can be playing this season?
Yeah, I think maybe other than center, everybody on the offensive line has to be ready to play the shell game a little bit, you know, and Marshall certainly embodies that. He's done a really nice job filling in at left tackle right now, and we certainly have been impressed with the way he's handled the competition he's going against every day in Khalil. So we're pleased with where he is. I think that selfless nature of, hey, just tell me where you need me, is something that Marshall really showed everybody from day one. He said, hey, I don't care where you guys play me. I just want to help where I can. So we're very, very fortunate to have him.
Do you have a sense of what you have in David Sharp, or is that an example of pads come on Monday, preseason to come, pull the horses, and just see what guys are?
Yeah, you certainly can see the athleticism, the length. You know, you can see his basketball background. But I hate to cheat you with the cliche, but we'll see when the pads come on, you know?